All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So what are some things that you see this group of people, 13 to 18, doing on the web that surprises you and makes you think, hey, the way that the web is going to be in 10 years because they're making the web is going to be somehow different?
Well, one of the things that's really interesting is how much they're involved in creativity, in creating things, and they're very passionate about quality. You know, one of the things that people sometimes think about the internet is, oh, it's just a bunch of random people doing nonsense. Of course, there's plenty of that on the web, but what I also see is young people coming together to build projects together to do really great things in a way that's, I think it's pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, and I think you said that they're smarter with the web in a lot of ways than people who, you know, maybe didn't grow up with it, maybe aren't, to use this phrase, a digital native.
Well, yeah, and in my opinion, they're smarter in lots and lots of ways. I'm not at all one of these people who's a skeptic about these new technologies and what it's doing to young people. I always say, you know, as the founder of Wikipedia, when I go out and give a speech at a high school, the kids, you know, cheer, and I get a, you know, they're like, yay, like a, you know, a rock star or something coming in, which is a bit silly. And I always say, when I was the same age, if you told me the editor-in-chief of Britannica was coming, we would have just killed ourselves, you know. So they're really into creativity. They're really into ideas. They're really into using the technology to empower themselves. I mean, one of the big findings we found is that for this group of people, they really feel like technology will help them achieve their goals. And that's really interesting and really, I think, an important insight into the next generation.
Do you think it's the fact that they grew up with the web that makes them think, hey, I'm not just gonna play this game, I'm going to try to change it, try to do something new?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we are in a long-term major cultural shift from the era of broadcast media, broadcast politics, to participatory media, participatory politics. And so as people grow up with the tools, they grow up expecting that they can participate, that they can do something. So, you know, when I was a kid, we had three channels on TV, and the TV broadcast things to us, and you watched whatever they sent you. Now the kids go on YouTube, and they consume YouTube for a while, but then they realize, hey, I could make this, I could do something like this, and so it's a complete different mindset, which we all get in the abstract. I think it's quite possible to get that in the abstract. The millennial generation, people in their 20s, you know, doing different kinds of things, but I think it's quite interesting to think about what if that's your whole worldview. You don't think of it as something new. You just think this is how the world is. And I think that is very powerful. And it's a big wave that's coming that a lot of people really need to think about and understand.